Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
This project, Think, Act, Be Like Jesus, originally started as an assessment tool. So basically, this started off with how do we measure progress in the Christian life? We developed this assessment tool whereby I answered questions related to these categories of think, act, and be like Jesus. But then we were offered the opportunity to give three other people the ability to assess us on just the virtues, like love, joy, peace, etc. And when I got my assessments back, the three people I invited to assess me were my wife, my teenage daughter at the time, and my executive pastor. And all three of them marked me low in a particular area that when I went to look at my own assessment of myself, I gave myself a perfect score. And the area was in humility. Particularly, it was in a question, this question, is Randy known as a person who brags? And all three of them gently ranked me lower in that area, that particular question, than all the others. And I was shocked by this because I gave myself a perfect score. And obviously, I was deceiving myself. And I think the listener here needs to understand that likely the area you need to grow in the most, you currently do not see, particularly the area of virtue. So the question is, how do I grow to become more like Jesus, who was ultimately a humble person, we read in Philippians chapter 2? And the answer is not by simply trying to be more humble, but rather going back to a belief that is ultimately keeping me from being humble. Mm-hmm. When you look at all 10 of the beliefs, a person who struggles with bragging or arrogance or pride or the lack of humility, almost always we would take them back to the belief in their identity in Christ, who you are in Christ. A person who brags because their identity comes from other people who give them accolades for what they just bragged about. And a person who knows who they are in Christ is freed up from bragging, but is rather freed up from really ministering to the other person because they already know who they are in Christ. So my personal journey of becoming a more humble person like Christ actually wasn't just working on humility, but it was going back and really challenging, do I actually believe who I am in Christ? I understand the idea, but do I really believe it? And what I discovered, Bill, is as I went on this journey, I discovered I didn't believe it. I lived from a performance-based reality, not position-based. And as I went deeper and deeper into that through the spiritual practices or acting like Jesus, little by little, I saw evidences in my life of humility emerging.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.